my name's Emma, and in England they call me Baby Spice. If you wanna be my lover,
you gotta get with my friends. Emma Bunton is Baby Spice, the youngest of five singing stars who made all their dreams come true.
People say, well, why are you called Baby? And it's like, I'm the youngest of the group. That's why.
But now Emma Bunton is all grown up and giving new meaning to the name Baby Spice.
It depends how you say it. You can say baby or you can say, hey, baby. See?
Emma Bunton grew up near London, the daughter of a milkman and a mother she still calls her best friend.
My mom gave me girl power, I'm telling you now. My mom gave me girl power. Just a little girl,
big imagination. Emma began dancing at age 3. As a teenager, she went to theater school, where she befriended classmate Francine Winter.
She loved dance and she loved singing, and we used to do shows, touring theater with a group.
I used to copy all my work off Fran and got top marks.
That's very strange because I really should be where you are. If you copied my work, what happened?
In 1994, 18-year-old Emma joined a singing group that already included 4 other members, Victoria Adams, Melanie Brown, Melanie Chisholm, and Jerry Halliwell.
It worked straight away. If you'd seen us on the first day, you would have thought, actually, yeah, that works.
She said, Fran, I've got a song. And it's coming out, and it's Wannabe, and it's going to be a huge hit.
Wannabe went straight to the top of the British pop charts, the first of 4 straight number one singles for the Spice Girls.
They came from nowhere. You know, one minute Spice Girls had never been heard of, and the next they were ruling the world.
As the hits piled up, so did the Spice Girls' celebrity.
You know, we didn't pretend to be anything else. We were just ourselves. We were enjoying it. And I think people could identify with that.
They were work friends. They were band members. They were making music.
They definitely became like my sisters that I never had. If you can work this equation,
then I'll guess I'll have to show you the door. But on the eve of their first American tour in 1998, Ginger Spice, Jerry Halliwell, abruptly left the band.
We was on a jet coming back from somewhere and we was all laughing about, you know, things that had gone on the day. And I remember Jerry sitting right opposite. We were laughing, giggling. And then the next day she was gone.
After finishing the tour without Jerry, the Spice Girls put their careers on hold to reclaim their personal lives. But Emma Bunton faced an unsettled future.
I try and be as positive as I can, but obviously I have my days where I'm in bed thinking, what's going to happen to me?